USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates yet again in an effort to curb inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 75 basis points, and we continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's concerned that would reduce production and cause energy prices to rise.
The president may have forgotten this, but just a couple of months ago, he and all of the Democrats voted for it, and he signed into law additional taxes on oil and gas production.
A Kansas woman who led an all-female ISIS battalion is sentenced to prison. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Kansas mother who was convicted of leading an ISIS battalion was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday. 42-year-old Allison Fluke Ekren pled guilty in June to expressing interest in carrying out terrorist attacks in the United States in support of ISIS on six separate occasions. This took place between 2014 and 2017. Justice Department prosecutors say they believe the 20-year sentence was not enough for what she had done.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during the Space Force transition ceremony. Saltzman says the newest military branch is critical for the United States.
A resilient, ready, and combat-capable Space Force is indispensable to deterrence today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Three major retailers, CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, are tentatively agreeing to pay at least $12 billion to settle opioid-related lawsuits. That's according to multiple reports out Wednesday. Thousands of state and local governments have sued the chains over accusations of mishandling the highly addictive drug. A second railroad union is voting down a labor deal negotiated by the Biden administration.
The National Brotherhood of Railway Signalmen has voted to reject a five-year contract with the nation's largest rail companies, reviving a threat of a nationwide strike. More than 60% of the membership voted against the proposal that came as part of a deal brokered by the Biden administration last month to avert a nationwide shutdown. The group's president, Michael Baldwin, explained the opposition to Fox Business.
Our members, railroad signalmen, rejected this deal because they need sick time. They need to be able to take a day of sick day when they have the flu, or they have a doctor's appointment, or they have a family member who is sick.
From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Phillies are leading the World Series 2-1 after blowing out the Astros 7-0 in Game 3 at home Tuesday night. Game 4 of the series set for tonight with first pitch just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.